many shots. And you know, aside from it, it was a great penalty kill. It got us at the end. Kind of workmanlike effort, and boys care about getting 2 points no matter how they do it, even if it wasn't going to be flashy, and that's what happened. Well, it's game 53 or whatever, 54, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm kind of in the dog days of the regular season. But this is where, you know, you want to just keep accumulating points, but you want to see, you know, can your team grind it out with a team that plays deep? And I thought we did that. You know, we scrum pointed out the breakaway. That's why you got to, you know, make a nice play out of the corner there to give us that lead. And it's, you know, a little margin for error there. We unfortunately gave up our power play goal, but for the most part, I thought we were in very much control of that game, just the way we played. And it wasn't like we were getting a ton of chances either, but I liked those are top things tonight. And you know, they're a good team, so they are going to create and do some things, but for the most part, I thought we had them pretty well. Yeah, that's not much more you can say about Tony and his play and his just never give up attitude. And that's Marzell's a pretty quick little player. Obviously, we saw that at the All Star game, and for him to track him down from behind and be able to make that play without taking a penalty is the guy who was, you know, guys on the bench really appreciate it. Helps when you win it. So it's as a staff and as a team and as a group, putting things in place and you're being rewarded for it. And so that obviously helps. But you know, injury bugs caught us here last little bit, losing Roots and Mac, and for, you know, Kobe and Chenner to step in like they did and contribute. You need to have your team game going, and guys just excited. So, seamless transition is pretty good.
I apologize if you answered this already, but what do you see?
I really want to say I answered this already. Hopefully,
this but to see him make that play the way he did, what type of lift does that give? Actually, that's a pretty good player to chase down.
Can we rewind the tape about 90 seconds? No, I answered that earlier. It was, it is uplifting. And you know, he's kind of the unsung hero type where he's not, he won't point like, you know, Point or Cooch or Stammer, those guys, but how much he means to our team, and he just plays those hard minutes for you, especially, you know, those guys that you lead and the guys that are protected, but he has big assignments every night, and to go against the likes of Barzal and me and Everly and Nelson, the big guns they can throw out there, and go against Sid the night before, and Stone and all those guys, and he finds a way. But that just never give up attitude and track down a no-hit player like he did, not take a penalty, was exceptional.
On the process, that whole thing, to find the exact right moment to make the play, to lift the stick, I mean, it's kind of
well,
the IQ is that.
What he did was he was forcing him, okay, if you're going to get a shot off, you have to get it off in your backhand. So he didn't give him a choice, and then he stuck with it and be able to do what he did. It was pretty remarkable.